The FBI and its partners at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, or NCMEC, are receiving a growing number of reports of sextortion. It's also believed that the crime often goes unreported. Sextortion is a criminal act that happens when an offender uses coercion to obtain photographs and/or videos that are sexual in nature, as well as sexual favors and money. Sextortion is generally perpetrated online. Victims can include children and teens. I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau, and in this edition of Inside the FBI, find out how you can assist the FBI identify victims in one of the largest sextortion cases prosecuted in the United States. Plus, hear what one of the victims in that investigation is saying, and learn what you can do to protect yourself from the crime. The FBI has open sextortion investigations across the country involving both subjects and victims around the world. FBI Deputy Assistant Director of the Criminal Investigations Division, Chris Warner, says investigations show,
oftentimes what we're going to find is that it's not just one victim, it's multiple victims. Sometimes it's hundreds of victims. And so our investigation is going to be pretty wide-ranging.
One such wide-ranging and rigorous investigation is that of Lucas Michael Chancellor, formerly of St. John's, Florida. Between the years of 2007 and 2010, Chancellor victimized about 350 girls from 26 states, 3 Canadian provinces, and the United Kingdom. Posing as a 15-year-old boy, he used social networking websites such as MySpace, AIM, and Stickum to befriend girls between the ages of 13 and 18. Once they agreed to video chat with him on Stickum, he coerced them to send sexually explicit photos of themselves. Unbeknownst to the victims, he recorded the sessions. Case agent Larry Meyer.
He had 26 different poses for 41 different pictures that he wanted from each of his victims, and they became more sexually graphic as time went on.
Chancellor used 135 different online IDs to conceal his identity and location. Forensic analysis of his computer revealed that he had about 80,000 images and videos of child pornography. Chancellor released 49 of those images, and pedophiles continue to trade them on the internet. In November of 2014, Chancellor was sentenced to 105 years in federal prison. Chancellor is locked away, but investigators continue to work the case. Special Agent Meyer says 241 child victims still need identified.
Our goal is to identify these remaining victims so they can be advised that this chapter in their life is over and he'll never be back to antagonize them again. Just the psychological effect on so many of these victims, it's just indescribable and very, very sad.
As federal crime victims, the girls are due rights and services.
It's imperative that they understand that they are victims, and it's imperative they talk to a parent, a teacher, a counselor.
Talking is exactly what Ashley Reynolds is doing. A victim of the Chancellor case when she was just 14, the now 20-year-old is sharing her story of strength.
I don't want anyone else to have to go through what I went through at that period of my life.
Ashley's parents first reported the crime to NCMEC, which worked with the FBI to identify Chancellor. Ashley even gave her witness statement at Chancellor's sentencing hearing. She says speaking out about her experience makes her feel empowered.
I'm stronger than I ever could have been had this not, one, happened, and two, me not come forward. I feel like I'm the dominant one. I'm not. The ball's in my court, basically.
Ashley hopes other victims in the Chancellor case and all sextortion victims also come forward.
I'm not even ashamed. I don't feel ashamed of what happened because I know I'm a victim, and other people need to know that they're a victim as well.
Reporting sextortion takes courage, but by doing so, investigators say victims not only help themselves, they can prevent others from being victimized. Deputy Assistant Director Warner.
The key really to uncovering is good communication between parents and children. Parents should have a conversation with children about social networking and about the dangers, that there are predators out there who will victimize them, and that it can have a huge impact on their life.
To learn more about sextortion and the Chancellor case, visit FBI.gov. There you will find Chancellor's IDs and chat logs, and you might recognize something. If you have any information that may help identify the victims of Chancellor's sextortion scheme, or if you're a victim, please fill out the FBI's confidential questionnaire at FBI.gov or submit a confidential email to FBI.victimassistance@ic.fbi.gov. You can also dial 1-800-CALL-FBI or reach out to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau. Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the FBI.